Beginning tonight, Sharon Simon, Ayin Reish Hey, Sif Beis, top line on page 108. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, V'dafka Echad, that which we discussed last night in Sif Aleph, that a person can read by the candles because we're worried, Shemayata, that's dafka if he is by himself. Aval Shnayim Korin B'yachad, but two people can read together. Shimboha Echad Lahatos, if one comes to tilt the candle, Pirish Lahatos Haner Kadei Sheyagia Hashem Lapsila. He's going to try to tilt the candle in order that the oil should go closer to the wick so it should burn better. Yaskirenu chaveru, his friend should remind him that it is Shabbos, and therefore we are not concerned. V'husha korin b'inyan echad, this is only if they're reading together from the same topic. Sha'oz yashkiach ha'echad b'amesh yase chaveru, because then one can watch over what his friend is doing. Aval b'shnei inyanim lo. But if the two people are reading from two different topics, then this shmira does not help. Says Rama, V'yesh omrim de b'shnei svarim afilu b'inyan echad aser. Some say that even if it's from two different svarim, even if they're reading or learning the same topic, it's still going to be aser. V'lochein aser lomar piyutim b'lel yom tov shechal lios b'shabbos b'beis ha'knesses. Therefore, it is aser to say the piyutim on lel Shabbos, on lel yom tov that falls on Shabbos in the beis ha'knesses. V'chein nehogu, and that is the minhag. So here to summarize, the Mechaber says there's dafka a problem of a person is reading by himself, but if two people are reading together, one will remind the other. As long as they are reading from the same topic, then they can each take care of each other. But if it's two topics, it won't work. The Rama said, there are some who say that even if it's one topic, but if they're reading from two separate svarim, it will not help. So let's look first at the Bir Halacha. The Ramaskal b'shnei inyanim lo. So the Mechaber said that two people only helps if they're reading from the same topic, but if it's Shnei and Yonim, it won't help. Afiluhu b'sefer echad. Even if they're reading from the same sefer, but they're reading different topics, it won't help. So it turns out if you put together the Bir Halacha and the Ramah, you'd have to have one sefer and one topic. Because the Ramah already told us if it's two svarim and one topic, it's not good. And the Bir Halacha told us if it's two topics and one sefer, it's not going to be good. So it would have to be, according to this, that it's one sefer and one topic. Says the Bir Halacha Vayta, V'nestapakti in Mahani Bazeh Ba'omer Echad L'Chaveru Tein Daitcha Alai. We're going to see in Siv Gimel that if you tell your friend, you know, please watch over me, then it helps. So the Bir Halacha says, I'm a supik in this case, where it's two topics, but it's from Sefer Echad, if it will help to tell your friend to watch over you. The Efshar Kaven the Kol Echad Tarud B'inyano, because it could be, since each one is being Osek in his own topic, Lo Ya'ayin Olav Heitav, even if you ask him, he won't watch over you properly. V'chein Ki Aygavne L'inyan Shnei Svarim B'inyan Echad. And so too, when it comes to the case of the Ramah, if it's two Svarim, but they're all reading the same topic, L'das HaYesh Omer Amuva B'Hagah, according to the Yesh Omer that the Ramah brings down, I have the same suffix over there, if telling your friend to watch over you will help. And it could be you can be lenient about this in a place of need. So that's a suffix of the Bir Halacha. If we can tap into the Eitzah of Siv Gimel, of telling your friend to watch over you, if it will work in these two cases, where it's two Inyanim and one Sefer, or two Svarim and one Inyan, and he leaves off with a question. But the Mishabura says in Siv Katan Hey, Shnayim Karin, the Mechaber said only one person alone is a problem, but two people together can read. Aval ein polin, but zokta mishabura. But we discussed yesterday about delousing the garments. So even though two will help, that's only by reading, but not by delousing. In lo she'echad mefala v'hasheni mishamro shezev adai mutter. Unless, of course, one is doing the mefala and the other one is guarding him, that for sure will be okay. If the other guy is standing on guard, that would work. But if they're both trying to delouse the garment, so that would not work. If you look at note 17, he points out, Ubatama Dover, what's the difference that when it comes to reading, two people is okay, but when it comes to delicing, two people is not okay? So we have two reasons. Kosova Taz, the Taz explains, Shekevan Shekol Echad Mefala B'Mokom Acher. Since each person is getting off the lice in a different place of the garment, Domim Heim L'Shnayim HaKruim B'Shnei Inyonim. It's like reading from two different topics because they're not really connected. They're each focusing on a different part of the garment, and therefore the Taz says it will not help. Umidivri Magen Avram Shehuvu Lahalon, and based on Magen Avram that we'll see soon, his bar tamachir, a different reason comes out. Shelo hutra elo kriya shel mitzvah. We only matter when it comes to kriya, which is a mitzvah. Velo hutru dvarim shel rishus, but we don't allow things that are only a rishus. So again, we have over here in Machlokas of the Taz and Magen Avraham, which we're going to see a couple of times now, that the reason why there's a chiluk between Kriya and delicing is that either like the Magen Avraham, that Kriya is a mitzvah, and delicing is not a mitzvah, or like the Taz, that when you're reading from one inyan, so you're more together, you're watching over each other. But if you're just removing the lice from a garment from different places, that's like reading in two inyanim, and therefore it won't work. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitrus if katan vav, the reason why two people together is okay by the kriya is because yaskirenu chaveru. If you go to try to tilt it, your friend will remind you. V'davku le'inyan kriya. That's davku when it comes to reading shu milsa the mitzvah. That is a thing of a mitzvah. Therefore, yitiru bazeh, they were makil by this case. Avalo le'inyan rishus, but not legabe a topic that's only optional. Kein kasa la Magen Avraham. That is exactly the Magen Avraham that we just read in the note. And from the Taz that we just mentioned, it's clear that he argues with the Magen Avraham. So we're going to look at a couple of notes now to get a better hesber in the Magen Avraham and the Gra. First, the Magen Avraham. Again, the Magen Avraham said, dafka when it comes to reading, which is a Dvar Mitzvah, then we can rely on the two people. One will remind the other. But when it comes to delicing, you can't rely on that. So in note 19, he writes, Shekosav. And this is going on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes, Chiluk zeh, this chiluk between a mitzvah and not a mitzvah, kidei liyashiv, in order to answer in the following question. Madua le'inyan iser rechiva agabe behema b'shabbos. Why, when it comes to riding an animal on Shabbos, which is brought later on the Shulchan Aruch, ein chiluk bein adam echad l'shnayim. We don't see a difference if it's one person riding or two people riding. Afal pi shetama iser shom u'shema yachtoch zmora min ha'mechuber kidei lanhiga. Even though the reason why it's also to ride an animal on Shabbos is worried you might pull off a branch in order to lead the animal. So therefore, if it's a gzeri, you might come to do something. Why shouldn't it be that if you have two people, one will remind the other, it should be okay, like two people reading. And therefore, two people riding together should be okay. One should remind his friend. So the Magen Avraham uses this chiluk. It's not a dvar mitzvah, and therefore it's aser. By reading, it's because it's a dvar mitzvah. So you need two things. One is you have your friend to remind you, and two is that you have a dvar mitzvah, therefore it will be okay. The host of a machzor hashekel, the machzor hashekel adds on to the Magen Avraham, sha'omnom gabi rechiva shel mitzvah nesra b'shnayim. Even by rechiva of a dvar mitzvah will also be aser by two people. Hainu mishum sha'al pirov rechiva hi l'dvar harashus v'asura gam b'shnayim. Since in general, when you're riding on an animal, it's for a dvar reshus. Therefore, even if it happens to be for a dvar mitzvah with two people, it's going to be asr. Lachain asr gam rechiva shel mitzvah mishum lo plug. Since it is normally used, the horseback riding is normally done for a dvar reshus. Therefore, even if you're doing it for a dvar mitzvah, it will be asr. Mashenkin agabi kriya shal pirov kriya hi shel mitzvah. As opposed to reading, where he assumes that when you're reading al pirov, it's for dvar mitzvah. Bezehi tiru b'shnayim. There they matted by two. V'lo asru mishum kriya she'enon shel mitzvah she'enon el hamiyot. And they're not going to answer because of the reading. That's not going to be reshus. As a matter of fact, I believe he says that you'll say lo plug the other way. Since kriya is normally for a mitzvah, kriya will always be mutter. When it comes to rechiva, which is usually dvar reshus, will always be asr. That is the Magen Avraham. We pointed out the Taz was mechalik. If you look at note 20, Kavanoso means to say, Mimasha hutzrach ha-taz lefarish lama otzer lefalas b'shnayim kemoshe kasadim lebus of katan hay. Like we just saw before in the Taz, the fact that the Taz comes up with another chiluk between the delicing and the reading, the fact that you're reading it's inyan echad and delicing from two different parts of the garment is like reading it two inyanim, so you see it's not mechalik between a dvar reshus and a dvar mitzvah. But note 20 continues on page 14. I'm going to read a little more. Another interesting shaila along the same lines, Ula'inyan iser tiltul begadim retuvim b'shabbos. When it comes to carrying garments that are wet on Shabbos, the Rama writes later on, sha'asru l'tatul l'michsha shema yovel l'schot. You might come to squeeze it out, so it's aser. The Yerabba writes over there, sha'lishnayim mutr l'tatul l'mishum sh'yesh l'smoch ha'kach sh'yaskiru zel azeh. So El Yerabba writes, but if you're going with two people, then one person or both can carry the wet garments because they'll remind each other. He says, this is telling the Magen Avraham and the Taz, that if you hold like the Magen Avraham, that for Dvar HaRashus, it's not allowed. So this is Dvar HaRashus. If you hold like the Taz, that even Dvar HaRashus is okay as long as it's considered Inyan Echad, you could say it's considered Inyan Echad, and therefore it would be Mutter. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah and continue weiter in Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin is going on that which the Ramah said, that the Yesh Omrim, that if it's two different Svarim, even Be'inyan Echad is going to be Asr. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shekol Echad Ma'ayin b'sifro. Each person is analyzing his own sefer that he's reading from. Ve'eino mashkiach b'mesh osach haveiro. He's not paying attention to that which his friend is doing. Sifkaton ches is going on that which the Rama said. Therefore, it's usher to say the piyutim on Leil Yom Tov, which falls on Shabbos in the Beis HaKnesses, because there everyone has their own siddur and they're all b'inyan echad. But that's going to be usher. Even according to the lenient opinion that we saw yesterday, that you could be lenient by a candle of wax or fat, here in the case of the shul where it's common to have a lot of people, yesh lahachmir b'chol gavni, we should be machmir in all cases shelo lomar ha-piyutim yishum lo plug. We should make a low plug that they can never say the piyutim or the candles. The lefa'amim yenero shemen v'ikach shash iser shemiyata. Since there's so many people, even if right now you have the wax candles, but next time you might have neros of shemen, and there would be a chshash shemiyata, and therefore it would be usser. Umasha kosav lomer piyutim. That which the Rama said will be usser to say the piyutim. Hu hadin azmiros she'omrim b'shabbos b'bayis. The same thing would apply to saying zmiros in the house on Shabbos, that it would be forbidden by the candlelight, in lo misha rogil tzasbahem. And thus it's a person who is very used to saying it. It's a zmiros that he says every week, and he knows them pretty well. So then it would be different, kimosha kosav siftes, like we'll see later on in siftes, osha omer lechavero tein daitcha alai shelo ata. Or if he tells his friend to be a shomer, to make sure he doesn't tilt the light, that also would be grounds to be matir. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Tes Beis HaKnesses, Pirish Afilu Shom, even in a shul, the Yesh Rabim Chashinan Lahatoya, even though there are a lot of people there, still we're worried that you might come to tilt the candle. The Kol Shekein Yochid Bebeso De Aser Lo, and there is certainly an individual in his house would be Aser to be saying these piyutim was miras by the candlelight. Aval Sha'ar HaTfila, but the rest of davening, Mutter Likros Basidil Or Haner, that you can read from a siddur by the candlelight, V'atam, the reason is, Shetvila mitzuya b'fi akol, everyone knows davening. The ain't tzarech iyan rav, and therefore it doesn't need such analyzation. The havi kemo roshei parshios b'sefiyud, and it's similar to the case that we'll see tomorrow of roshei parshios that you're familiar with. You don't have to look so carefully. There, we're not worried of shemayata.
When we say two in yanim over here, it sounds like we're talking about learning, right? Most of the
that's what it sounds like, correct?
So two in yanim means two. Or something like that.
That's it sounds like even two topics. And those, unless they're holding in the same sefer and they're, you know, they're learning the same sugya of Gemara. But if one is on Amud Aleph, one's on Amud Beis, and there's two dots in between, they're in different sugyas. So that's they're each in their own world. So certainly, if it's going to be different forms of learning, would certainly be the case. Says the Mechaber Vaitesef Gimel, Im Yesh Acher Imo. If there is another person with you, Afilu Eino Korei, even if he's not reading with you, and you ask your friend to please pay attention that I shouldn't tilt the candle, it is mutter. And the same din would apply if this other person is one's wife. Says the Mishabura, you tell him to watch out for you. It has to be that you specifically tell him, please guard me that I shouldn't tilt the candle. Avabistama, just because there happens to be someone there, wouldn't be good enough. Afilu yesh b'nei bayis harbi, even if you have a lot of family members there, it wouldn't be good. Chashinen shelo yashgichu alav v'yavo lahato. So where they won't watch over you, and you might come to tilt it, so it has to be that you point out to them to please watch over you. We said that works even if it is your wife, sefkaton yud aleph. Kolomar means to say, shelo tomar di'isha daita krova etzlo v'eina mishamarto. Don't say his wife is so close to him, she won't want to point anything out to him. She's so such a gentle, nice wife, she wouldn't even point it out to him. Don't say that. If he tells her to guard him, that will be good enough, and she will be a good guardian. Says the Mechaber Vaitesef Dalet, Odom Choshev Shein Darko B'chol Lahatos Mutter B'chol Gavni. And Odom Choshev, a very important person, that's not his normal way during the week to tilt candles at all, so he's Mutter on Shabbos to read by the candlelight in all cases. However, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkaton Yud Beis Pirush Sheborur Hu She'ein Darko Af Be'ez Halimud. He knows for a fact very clearly that it's not his normal way to tilt the candle even while he's learning. Aval Mistama Lo Aminun Kein. But if he doesn't know that Bedafka Mistama, just because he's an Adam Choshev, we would not be reliant on this. The Yesh Gam Be Adam Choshev Shedarko Lahatas Bechol. Because we find even by Adam Choshev that it's a normal way to tilt the candle during the week. Okay, the Isa be Gemara in Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, like the famous story in the Gemara about Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, where he actually tilted the candle on Shabbos. Shahayam Mesim Atzma Divrei Torah Kehedyot, that he used to approaches learning like a hedyot, and therefore he actually came to tilt the candle. And therefore there's no guarantee just because you're a stam adam chashuv, but only if it's not your derech to tilt the candle when you're learning during the week. The kasa prima godin v'achshav, nowadays ain lahatir b'adam chashuv, you can't even be matir by adam chashuv, ki kama pa'amim ra'inu, because many times we have seen shemitoch iyun, from a lot of analyzation, shochachim umatim umochatim, they forget and they tilt or they pull off the little coal on top of the wick, like we discussed yesterday. Umikomakom behitzdaref lazeh gamkin shaya ner shal shava v'chelev. But if you have joined to the fact that he's a adam chashuv, you have the fact that it's a wax candle, which is more lenient, like we saw yesterday. Nirid ein lahachmir bazeh. Then it appears that you wouldn't have to be machmir because you have these two kulas. One is a wax candle, where many opinions say there's no problem with shemiyata, even though some argue. And you have adam chashuv, so the two together we could be lenient. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Hey, Bimadura Afilu Asara Ke'echad Ein Koran. If it's a big bonfire, then even if you have 10 people together, it still will not be grounds to read. Mishum Dahoel V'yoshvim Rechokim Zemizeh. First of all, they are sitting spread out. It's around the bonfire, and therefore they're not so close to each other. Va'odan furthermore says Zanvo Sa'udim, the tails of the pokers, these little sticks that you poke the fire with. Smuchim lehem, you're sitting right next to these pieces of wood, and ein zem makir kishabo chaveru lahavir ulachatos, and one will not recognize when his friend comes to stoke the coals. And therefore, besides the concern of shemiyata for your reading, a person also might come to stoke the coals. So, besides the fact that they're sitting far away from each other, they also have these pieces of wood right in their face, and they might come and stoke the coals with them. Says the Mishaburus of Kadon Yugimel Ein Koran, when you're around the bonfire, you can't read. Ratzalomer, Afilu Be'inyan Echad Lo Or HaNer Shari. Even in one topic, which by the Or HaNer would be Shari, here would be Aser. If you look in the Bir Halacha, the bottom line, he says, the bottom Bir Halacha, the whole V'yoshin Rechokim, L'chora Al Korcha Te Koran B'Shnei Svarim. L'chora, you have to say over here that they're reading from Shnei Svarim, because they're sitting far away from each other. If they're sitting far away, they can't be using the same sefer. So if they're sitting far away, they're using two svarim. The imkein afilu or haner aser. And if so, really, even if you're using candlelight, it would be aser, like we already saw in the Ramah in Sif Beis. But says the Mishabura again in Yud Gimel, even in Yin Echad, L'or HaNer normally would be Shari, here would be a problem. Even though it's not practical that you're B'Sefer Echad, like the Be'er Locha points out. V'ayim Bo'ol HaStamid, in B'Kesh L'Echad, Sh'itin Daito Olav, if you ask your friend to pay attention, that you should not, Shelo Yechata, the Mutter. You ask your friend to please watch you to make sure you don't come to stoke the coals, then it would be permissible. V'Eviyu Ha'el Yerabba, and El Yerabba brings this down as well. Sivkotan Yudal Lahavir Velochatos, we're worried you might come to ignite and to stoke the coals that are there. Kostavataz, nearly it appears to me, the Afalpi, Shemutr Lehischamim Neged HaMadura, even though you are allowed to warm yourself next to this bonfire, Kidisa Sov Simon Resh Ayin Vav, like we'll see later. Mikomokom Ein Leshev Besomuch Eitzel Zanvos Ha'udim, you still shouldn't sit too close to the tails of the pokers, ki yesh locho sheyiga behem kidei sheyivaru heitev. We're worried you might move them around in order to make the fire get a little higher. So even though you can warm yourself, but don't get too close. Kiderel shemahapchim bezanvos haudim, like the way that people normally do, they flip over these pokers. V'yesh akasu delo chashinan sheyavulazah. Others say, no, it's fine, you can sit close to the fire. We're not worried that you'll come to do that. Says the Mechaber Vayter on page Dun Hesev Vav, Tinoko Shal Beis Rabban, Talmidim, students, small children, Koren L'Or HaNer, they are allowed to read by the candlelight, Mipnei She'emas Rabban Aleihem, because the fear of their Rebbe is upon them. They won't come to tilt the candle because they're afraid of their Rebbe. So the Mishabur writes in Sefkotan Tes Vav, She'emas Rabban, She'ein poshtin yod l'shum davar. These are Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban from yesteryear. They're not gonna put out their hands for anything without their Rebbe. V'afilu b'chol, even during the week, El Al Pi Rabban. They don't move without their Rebbe's permission, and therefore we're not. You're familiar with those kind of talmidim, so therefore there's no concern. They're not gonna move their hands at all, so it's perfectly fine. V'lo asi latzli, they won't come to tilt. But beautiful diak the Mishabura makes when Mistima Sam Shulchan Aruch Shasover Karashba. It's mashma from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch says it the way he says it, as we'll point out in a second, that he holds like the Rashba. The Afilu Ein Rabba Nimoyim Shari. They're so afraid of the Rebbe, even if the Rebbe's not there, it's permissible. The Kol Shah Misyarim Shiyavu Rabba, and they're worried every minute the Rebbe might come. The Lo Yatu, and therefore they won't come to tilt it. Ubel Yerabba Hevi Hare Poskim Shachokan Arashba. The Rabba brings many others that argue on this Rashba, but the diak is beautiful because the Machaber says, Korin Lor Haner, Mipnei Shemas Rabban Aleyam. It doesn't say they're Korin Lor Haner when the Rebbe is there. So it's Mashmah, you know, the Rebbe's not there. He's somewhere in the hallway, but they're worried he might come. They have such a fear of the Rebbe, so we're not worried they come to Shemiyata. There's two interesting notes over here that I'd like to read. One is note number 26. Midin ze lomdu harishonim v'nisak la'alocha b'shulchan aruch la'halon sifches. We'll see this halacha mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. But the Rishonim learned from this sugya shegam b'leil yom ha'kipurim lo choshishim shemayata. The same way the students are afraid of the Rebbe, so we're not worried shemayata. So all of us on Yom Kippur, we're afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not worried shemayata. Mishum she'emas yom ha'kipurim alav. We all have the fear of Yom Kippur upon us. Ubir agon of this in Krela Shebipnei ha'ema lo yase dover lo machshava. Because of the fear of Yom Kippur that's upon us, we're not going to do things without thought, and therefore we're not going to come tilt the candlelight. Od Kosov, he writes further, Shemakubu b'shem ha'chazon ish. It's been accepted from the chazon ish. Shemutter lo rak lispala lo oraner. It's not only that you're allowed to daven by the oraner on Lel Yom Kippurim, elegan lilmod lo oro. You're also allowed to learn by the candlelight on the night of Yom Kippur. And so too, we can extend it not only to Yom Kippur, but also to Rosh Hashanah, because the fear of the din is upon you. Then he brings from the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozner, who says it's not so pashut. He says, Shema Yeshul Chalei ben Tfilah Limud, maybe not like the Chazon Ish, maybe Tfilah is more lenient than Limud, and Dafka during Tfilah, it's okay. V'chein don, Shema Yeshul Chalei ben Emas Yom Kippur, Emas Rosh Hashanah. Maybe Kim Chalek also, maybe it's Dafka, a din of Yom Kippur, which is a scarier time of the Gemar din. Maybe that's scarier than Rosh Hashanah, maybe Kim Chalek. But from the Chazon Ish and of this in Karelis, it was clear not to be Chalek. Let's see one more note, note number 27. In discussing the ema of the Rebbe that the Talmidim have, so what about a son next to his father? Ubein Eitzel Aviv Tzidid Agonav Nissen Karelet She'eino Domu L'Talmid Eitzel Rabbo. A son next to his father is not like a Talmid next to his Rebbe. Ukmoshim Atzino B'Gemara, like we find by the Gemara of Pesach. Le'inyan Din Eseba B'Lel HaSeder, when it comes to doing Eseba by the Seder, She'eshchilo Ben Emas Adben Me Aviv Le'emas Atalmid Me Rabbo. The halacha is there, a Talmud is not allowed to lean in front of his Rebbe because of the fear that he has for his Rebbe, but we say clearly that when it comes to a son in front of his father, the son can lean in front of his father, so we see the Ema is a different type of Ema, and therefore here also the heta that we have the Talmidim in front of the Rebbe would not extend to a child in front of his father. We'll stop here, and we'll continue with Shem tomorrow night with Siv Zayin.